This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the cattle markets?
Leslie, I think more than anything, it was influenced by the outside market, all being lower today, because we started our cattle off lower, rebounded to trade positive, and then we fell out of bed once again and closed negative today. There was no fresh news other than late in the session we started picking up the talk of some 205 cash taking place up north, which would be $5 below what we saw last week for a low. So that was not good news for our market to see. Boxes down 90 cents today on choice, down 64 on selects, and had a movement of 76 lows, an estimated cattle kill day of 113,000 head. Now, the October cattle today closed 77 lower. December cattle down $1. October feeders down 80 cents. November feeders down $1.17. And October lean hogs 62 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Ride a Viking. That's Ride a Viking. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
And Tom, what continues to influence the grain markets?
Well, I think a little bit like the cattle market, the outside markets influenced the grains today, too. As we saw all sectors of the commodities lower today, be it our ag markets, the metal markets, the energy markets, the financial markets, everything was taking a hit today. And I think it took away a lot of those gains that we saw made yesterday. Now, the soybeans and soybean meal was the only thing that made new lows for the week. Wheat and corn had inside trading sessions today. On the close, we did see December and March Casey wheat both down 2.5 cents. December Chicago wheat was down a penny and a quarter. December corn was 4 cents lower. March corn down 3.75. November soybeans were 12.5 cents lower, with January beans down 12.25. And December cotton 79 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.